Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. "Let's go for a walk," said Jesus, and he took them to the gates of a lovely garden called Gethsemane, and he told them to wait while he went inside to pray. Now, the reason he asked them to wait outside was because he was very upset, and he didn't want them to see him crying. Rat swallowed. "A good person like that shouldn't have to cry," he said. "I wish I'd been there to help him." "All his best friends were there," said Owl. "But Jesus wanted to be alone in the garden so he could talk to God privately." And as he knelt on the soft green grass, he said to God, "Do I have to go through all this?" And God said, "Yes. I know it's hard, but it's the only way we can help everyone." And God explained that it wasn't only for the people who lived just then, but for their children as well, and their children's children. And it was up to Jesus to be a good example, even for us all these years later. An owl put the book down on his knees and polished his spectacles. "I'd forgotten how upsetting it was," said Captain Beaky in a hoarse voice, and lighting another candle, he stuck it in the top of the now empty lemonade bottle. "Perhaps you've heard enough for tonight," said Owl.
"No, no," said Rat. "Go on. It's just like being there. I can imagine that lovely garden with the grass and the smell of the nice flowers on a warm night and poor Jesus having a cry because he knew it was the last lovely garden he'd been in."
"It was," said Owl, "because when he came out, one of his friends, Judas, arrived with the soldiers and pointed Jesus out to them. And they paid Judas 30 pieces of silver as a reward."
"I'll never understand people," said Timid Toad. "How could he have done that?"
And Toad looked very sad.
"All the disciples ran away," said Owl. "And Jesus was taken to prison. And outside the prison, Peter tried to see if he could catch a glimpse of Jesus so he could give him a wave. And one of the people in the large crowd that had gathered there said, 'Aren't you Jesus' friend, Peter?' And Peter said, 'Who? Me? No, I've never heard of him.' And started to run away."
"Fibber," said Rat.
"And then someone else asked him the same question. And again, Peter said that he didn't know Jesus. And a third time he denied that Jesus was his friend. Peter heard a cock crow twice, just like Jesus said it would. And then the soldiers were ordered to bring Jesus to the governor of the land, who was called Pontius Pilate, so that the governor could decide what should happen next. But before Jesus arrived, the priests went to see Pontius Pilate. They wanted to get rid of Jesus because he was more popular than they were, and they asked the governor to condemn him to death."
"But he hadn't done anything wrong," said Toad. "I don't understand why they wanted to hurt him when he was so kind to everybody."
"They were jealous," said Rat. "People who aren't liked are always jealous of people who are."
"Well," said Owl, "Pilate could see that Jesus was a good man. As far as he could tell, the only crime Jesus was accused of was being like a king to the ordinary people."
"What was wrong with being an ordinary people's king?" asked Rat.
"Well," said Owl, "king sounds higher than priest, and the priests didn't like that. Pilate didn't want to hurt Jesus, but he didn't want to anger the priests either. So he gave in to them and agreed that Jesus should be put to death on a cross like an ordinary criminal. So poor Jesus was taken outside where a large crowd was waiting. And as all the people shouted and jostled each other for a better view, the soldiers said to Jesus, "So, some of these people think that you're a king, do they? Well, we'd better make you look like one." And on his head they placed a crown of sharp thorns, and around him they wrapped a big purple robe. And then they lifted a heavy wooden cross onto his back and made him carry it through the streets. And as he walked slowly past the crowds that lined the way, they jeered at him and hit him with sticks, and they laughed each time he fell. Toad burst into tears.
"Fancy laughing at him," said Toad. "How could they?"
"He forgave them," said Owl, "even though they stood his cross up on top of a hill called Calvary, which overlooked the town, and then nailed his hands and feet to it. Jesus said to God, 'Forgive them, Father, because they don't know what they're doing.' And at noon, a black cloud hid the sun and the world went dark."
"God did that?" asked Rat in a whisper.
And then he noticed that even brave Captain Beaky was having a cry. So he had one too.
There was a thief next to Jesus on the cross, Owl went on.